Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. By State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Sheldon Community School Superintendent Corey Meyer, and we will visit with him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to Maintainer.com and apply today.
Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
At Northwest Iowa Community College, NCC is there to help you succeed. NCC has a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. That means you're more than just a number at NCC. Instructors will take the time to get to know you as a person. They'll know your name and not just your student ID number, and they'll take the time to listen and to help. You'll also be taught by your program's actual instructors, not just a teacher's assistant. NCC, your success is our story.
Well, welcome back to the Talk of the Town program for this morning. With me is Sheldon Community School Superintendent Corey Meyer. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
Thanks for spending time with us this morning. We do appreciate that. A lot of stuff going on this time of the year. Let's start with the start of the school year, because that is impending.
Yeah, we're coming up on it really quick here. We'll start off on Friday, August 23rd. And it's a bit odd to start on a Friday, but that's the first day that the state of Iowa allows schools to start. So we'll get started on that Friday, get the kids back. It is a exciting time of year. This is when everybody gets revved up and ready to go, and just can't wait to get going.
Yeah, well, and you bring them back for a Friday, and then they only have to deal with one day, and they can go home and unfrazzle for the weekend.
Yeah, it is ideal to start kind of middle of the week. A full week is actually a long week, that first week, especially for those younger kids that aren't used to putting in a full day without maybe a nap in between there. So we'd prefer to start middle of the week, but we are really excited on Friday, and then we'll send them home and bring them back that next week.
And it could be such a thing that some of the teachers at the start of the school year are used to taking a nap in the middle of the day
too. Well, that might be true as well. So it can be a long week, not only for the kids, but for the staff as well.
All righty. So we're starting a week from tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll get started next week. We've already got staff back in the building. We met with new teachers for the first time yesterday, officially. They've, of course, been in the building a little bit getting things set up. But yesterday was our first day with them, and wow, we've got a great bunch. A big group, 11 new teachers coming on board. Some of those replacing some staff that left, and then we added some additional positions as well. So, but just a great group coming in. Really excited about them.
Well, and you know, we were talking before we went on the air, and about the new teachers coming in. You're now part of the graying hair club, like some of the rest. I'm more of the used to have hair club, but we get into the graying hair club, and some of the teachers just seem awfully young, don't they?
They do, you know, but the positive to that is those young ones, they come in with so much energy, and they're just eager to learn and to share their knowledge. And, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity. Fortunately for us, we've got a great admin team, and we really bring in those young teachers, and it's a great opportunity for them to learn and thrive and do some wonderful things in the classroom. And we've got a great mix of new teachers and some veteran teachers. And so that's really an ideal situation where you've got some good energy, you've got good experience, and I know our kids are coming to school and getting a great education every day.
Sheldon has always been very blessed with the quality of teaching staff that that we have.
Yeah, and that is very true. From the time that I've been here, we have had some exceptional teachers, and you know, some move on to other opportunities along the way, and we've just really been fortunate to be able to really just reload and bring in some great people. And we have some young teachers, but a lot of the teachers we do hire come in with a few years' experience, and we're, you know, fortunate to have that, where they get some of those kinks out of their belt and then come in ready to go.
Absolutely. Now, the start of the new school year is exciting, but even more exciting, something that happened last week, and that was the groundbreaking for the high school renovation and expansion project.
Yeah, we had a wonderful experience for that groundbreaking. We had a nice group of people show up and celebrate with us and our band. You know, thank you to Mr. St. Clair and our band students for coming out and playing the school song and getting everybody excited. So it was just a great celebration, a great event. Dirt had already been broke a little bit.
A little bit? I was out faster. It had been broken a lot.
It had been broken a lot, yeah. They got started a little bit early, which doesn't happen in the construction world often, and we certainly didn't want to slow them down. So we let them go to town, and they got busy and moved a lot of dirt, and we had our groundbreaking ceremony. It's just really exciting to be out there now and start to dream and vision, and all the work that we've put into planning is starting to come to fruition, and that's just really exciting.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the new, I don't know if you'd say new facility, the new renovation and expansion, and we will do that right after we do a little business with you.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We are back on Talk of the Town with Sheldon Community School Superintendent Corey Meyer, and we were talking about the high school expansion and renovation. Excuse me just a second. That's, as I recall, that's basically the first time that school building has been touched since it was built in the 70s.
Yeah, it's certainly the first major renovation that's happened in there. There have been some minor little changes, but yeah, this will be a pretty significant one. To put it in perspective, that building's about 95,000 square feet as it currently exists, and we'll be adding on about 35,000 square feet. So it'll be a pretty significant addition that'll go on. On that east side, we're excited to add some athletic facilities in there with the new wrestling room and the weight room. And then on that west side is where we'll really get more of our academic classrooms, where we'll add in the new band and choir, which will all be handicap accessible, which will be a wonderful addition for our students to really just make it a more equitable opportunity for all kids.
A more usable space.
Yes, yeah, very much so. And so we're really excited just about that accessibility piece. Add some science room, some lab space, some additional classrooms, just a great addition. And then we'll renovate in year two about 70,000 of that 95,000 square foot. So a significant renovation on the interior as well.
Well, like I say, that the original building built in the early 70s, as I recall, and you are to the point now where with everything that is offered and the students and the teachers, you had about 10 gallons of stuff in a 5-gallon bucket in that building.
Yeah, we were packed in there tight, and we will still be packed in there for the next year as we work on the renovation and the addition there. But it's an exciting problem to have that we're growing and more programs, more opportunities for students. And that's really our goal, right? As a community, we want to provide outstanding educational opportunities for our kids. And we're doing that. And we just needed to make sure we had the facilities to accommodate that.
And of course, it's not just about educating the kids, but it's about preparing them for life after school.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do a great job of that. There's so many wonderful things. It amazes me every day when I walk down our hallways and pop into our classrooms. I mean, they're just amazing things happening in all of our buildings. And we are just so fortunate. Our kids are truly blessed to receive the quality of education that they get here in town.
I would say that Sheldon is second to none.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree.
I might be a little prejudiced, but I think Sheldon is second to none. We take a back seat to nobody. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I think, you know, you hear me talk about it a lot where I'll visit with people. And I'll say, you know, sometimes we don't realize how good we have it. We just take it for granted because it's what we see on a daily basis. We just expect to get up and send our kids to school and things are going to go well. But, you know, I talk to other schools. I hear about some of the problems and challenges they have. And I go back to, we are truly fortunate here in Sheldon. Our school district is top notch. And we saw that last year with the Blue Ribbon recognition for East Elementary, based on academic excellence. And the middle school and high school didn't get that same recognition. But actually, if you look at the progress and the achievement that we're doing at the middle school and high school, it's remarkable as well. And so it all comes back to you surround yourself with good people. And that's what we've been able to do is just have great people from the bus drivers, the cooks, the custodians, the paraprofessionals, the teachers. It doesn't matter what role we're looking at. We are trying to find the best, the brightest, and people that are just doing a tremendous job of helping educate our kids and prepare them for the future.
And give a shout out to the residents of the Sheldon Community School District because they are extremely supportive of the Sheldon Community Schools.
Yeah, they are. And for this bond issue to pass the first time through, I think just shows that. It shows that the community believes in what we're doing academically. They know the value of a good education for our kids. And for us, it's really just a wonderful place to be. We've got a great school board that works well with the community as well. So education is really a priority in Sheldon, and it's been that way for a long, long time. And I fully anticipate that to be the way we move into the future is we are known for a high quality education, past, present, and future.
Absolutely. Okay. Back to the expansion and renovation, the projected completion date, I'll phrase it that way because sometimes they go on time. Sometimes things happen. What's the projected completion date?
Yeah, so it's a two-year project, and so year one is going to be building the addition on. So this first year, all of the addition is going to be happening on the exterior of the building, so everybody will see it happening. We'll start off here. They're getting the dirt moved. They'll get some footings poured. They'll start to go vertical here in a couple of months, and we'll see that happening. Then in year two, really next summer is going to be our big year, our big summertime. And that's because we've got to work on the kitchen, the commons, some of those internal areas that have to get done when we don't have students in the building. So next summer will be a really big summer for us. And then that following year, and so that 25-26 school year is going to be the year when we'll do phasing on the interior, meaning that we'll close down a portion of the building. And then we'll work on that while we're having class in the rest of the building. And we'll do that in a four-phase process where we'll close off about a fourth of the building at a time throughout the course of the school year.
And fortunately, you'll have the new facility to use for when you have to close down those areas of the original school.
And that was an absolute must. We had to get that exterior built first because that was the only way we'd have enough room, because otherwise, as you indicated before, we're packed in there pretty tight already now. So we needed that additional space to shuffle kids into. So between the new space we build and then the existing space we have, it'll be a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle there in year two, but we've got a pretty good plan, I think, to put it in place. And so at the end of 2 years, we are going to have a phenomenal facility. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a great place for you know, our students to get an education. It's going to be a great place for our community to come in and feel really proud of and for us to showcase.
Fantastic. Okay, let's move along to another topic. just other things that are going on in the Shelton Community School District, because there's a whole lot of stuff going on out there that not everybody knows about. Some of it is are well-kept secrets that aren't intended to be.
Yeah, there's always so many things going on in the school system. You know, it goes back to that same thing. There are great things happening every single day. And most people just don't realize all the day-to-day things that happen in a school building. But there are remarkable things that are going to be happening every day in our classrooms. And of course, then we'll get into all the activity schedule, and we'll be starting in with those things, the cross-country season and the football, volleyball seasons. We know about the success that our band has had, and some remarkable achievements there, and all of that continues. All of those groups have gotten started up already with some of their early camps and practices now. So there's just a lot going on at the school, a lot of exciting things, and just a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Well, and the band comes to mind particularly, but actually all of the extracurriculars, the sports, what have you, the band... Particularly, one of the reasons I think that has been so successful is that Mr. St. Clair is very good at getting stuff out of the kids that they didn't know they had to give.
Yeah, he does an outstanding job. He's just a good person. I mean, you know, when I sit down and visit with Mr. St. Clair, he's just a good guy to talk to. He really cares about kids. He's passionate. You know, he'd be the first to tell you he's joined the Gray Hair Club along with us. He's been at it for a while, but I tell you what, he still has a passion and a commitment and really cares. And then we were able to bring on Peter Carlson, you know, a couple of years ago, and Peter had led a top-notch program up in Sibley before coming down here and joining us. And so that 1-2 punch, I tell you what, they might be the best band combo in the state of Iowa. And I truly mean that. They're exceptional individuals. And the other part that I think is so special about them, but about so many of the coaches that we have, they really care about our kids. Mm-hmm. And our kids, both boys and girls, are better human beings for being involved in the programs and activities that we have. And it's great to go out and be successful and get wins and get that recognition and achievement. But at the end of the day, they're just ball games. They're just activities. What really matters is, are we preparing kids to be successful in life? Are we making better human beings? And I think that's really what's happening. And that's the thing I'm most proud of with our staff, is our kids are just blessed to be a part of those activities.
Well, and you talk about making them better human beings as they go out after their education. I would have to say that the Shelton schools are successful, very successful at doing that.
Yeah, and I think top to bottom, it's something we really pride ourselves on. We talk about the importance of relationships and building leadership skills. You know, we became a leader in Me School a couple of years ago, and we really work hard on that because we want to build leadership capacity in all of our students. It was one of the conversations I had with our new teachers yesterday when they were in, was just what separates us from a lot of other schools. And it's that belief that leadership is important in any occupation that a kid goes into. And you could think of anything. I don't care what the job is. Having leadership skills is going to help them be successful. And that's something that we focus on, we spend a lot of time on, and we really truly believe that we want our kids to have these skills, and we want them to be successful in whatever avenue of life they pick to go into.
Well, and the school district is adding new programs, new opportunities for the kids all the time. And it is like any business. You have to keep evolving and growing to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. We are never satisfied with the status quo. We always want to improve. We always want to grow. You know, last year was a great year for us. This year is going to be better. And that's really how we go into it every single year, is we are never satisfied. We're never content. We're always going to push and strive to be the best at everything we do. And you're never there. You know, you're never satisfied with that status quo. You always want to grow. You want to continue to improve. And if we can teach our kids that mindset, then the sky's the limit. They're going to go off and achieve wonderful things.
Can't afford to get comfortable.
No, absolutely.
All righty. Anything else you want to talk about while we're here this morning?
Well, I tell you what, I just am so grateful for you taking the opportunity to visit, not only with me, but everybody in our community. I think, once again, it just shows what a wonderful community we have. We care about each other. We want to know what's going on in businesses and life around us. And so Sheldon is just a great place to be. It's a wonderful place to call home, and there's so many positive things going on. You know, as a school system, take some time and really appreciate it. Thank a teacher, thank all of our support staff, thank a school board member, because we really truly are blessed with the people we're surrounded by. And so once again, I'm just grateful for all the individuals that are going to make this an outstanding school year.
Fantastic. Corey, thank you for stopping in to talk to me this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Sheldon Community School Superintendent Corey Meyer will be back on Talk of the Town right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Thank you for listening. You have just heard today's Talk of the Town program with Sheldon Community Schools Superintendent Corey Meyer. Talk of the Town brought to you Monday through Friday by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount, the Train Station and Train Station 2, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Northwest Iowa Community College, and Maintainer Corporation. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM.